electricity, and climate change. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The reliability of our power supply is vulnerable to climate change, but the power grid can be made more adaptable. Those are the conclusions of a new study in the journal Nature Climate Change. Ariel Miara is the lead author and a research associate at the Advanced Science Research Center at the City University of New York. Thank you for joining me.
Glad to be here, Rebecca.
How is the power grid susceptible to climate change?
Well, there are three major ways that the power grid can be vulnerable to climate change. The first is that warmer temperatures under future climate will mean that we increase our electricity demand because we'll need to stay cool and turn on our air conditioning. The second way is that a warmer air temperatures will make the transmission of electricity from our power supply sources, like power plants, for example, to our homes and businesses less efficient. And what that means is that we'll lose some power along the way. Now, the third way, which is the focus of our study, is at the power plants themselves. And what we saw was that under future climate conditions, warmer air temperatures and water temperatures, meaning warmer river temperatures and lake temperatures, combined with lower river flow during the summer, will lower the potential power output from our power plants, and that will affect the reliability of our power supply.
And power plants need a lot of water to operate.
Yes, they do. They rely on large volumes of water, and it's not just that. They need enough water to maintain operations, but they also need the water to be at cool enough temperatures. Warm temperatures, and that's river temperatures, air temperatures, and even higher humidity levels, can lower the efficiency of the power plant. And that means that the power plants will produce less capacity than during their ideal operations.
And you found that there is a difference between older power plants and newer plants, more modern plants. How so?
Power plants that require cooling are called thermoelectric power plants. And these power plants use coal, nuclear, natural gas, and biopower. Your more traditional steam cycle plants are coal and nuclear, for example. And these power plants are less efficient compared to newer natural gas combined cycle plants.
And so does that mean that more modern plants are less susceptible to the effects of climate change?
So by being more efficient, combined cycle plants rely less on water. And because they rely less on water, they're more adaptable to warmer and drier climates compared to the traditional steam cycle plants like your coal-fired and nuclear plants.
What do we need to do to make the power grid more adaptable, looking at the big picture?
So today's grid actually already has some built-in resilience, and that's because of its size and connectivity. It's overbuilt, which means that we have a lot of power plants and capacity that we can turn on to meet demand. And it's also highly connected, which means that we can import electricity or move electricity around from less vulnerable regions to more vulnerable regions. Because we're relying on more efficient technologies, that's making our power supply more adaptable to climate change. But we need to make sure that we continue investment in maintaining our infrastructure and its connectivity and efficiently integrating new infrastructure like renewables into the grid.
Ariel Miara is a research associate at the Advanced Science Research Center at the City University of New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.